What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Vid Biz Podcast. My name is Mike Myers. I am a filmmaker, a photographer. I am based here in Worcester, Ohio, and I've taken 2 weeks off, kind of unintentionally, but we're back. The first week had just a lot of things going on. It was the week before Easter, and so I didn't really work a lot that week because there was just a lot of things, personal things going on. And so then the following week, I was trying to make up time for all the lost time the previous week. And so lost sight of the podcast once again. But here we are. We're back. And it's officially May. When you're listening to this, May 2022, and if you're listening to this anytime after, welcome to the future. As you can see, I will try to edit out as much as possible that I am sick. I'll try to spare you the sniffles and the coughs, but that might not always happen. So, yes, it's a crazy season. It is, transitioning into spring. Last weekend it was 85. This morning it was 30. So we're having constant temp fluctuations and, just gearing up for the spring and the summer over here, getting the camper ready. My wife and I bought a camper last fall. This is our first year doing the camper thing. That should be interesting. So anyways, this is the Vid Biz Podcast, and we are talking about all of the things in the video business world, and I'm excited. Like I said in the past, I have talked, I want to get guests on here, and I've got some people lined up, and so hopefully soon we'll be listening to some other people other than me and their insights into the business world and the video business world. But I'm really trying to get people all over, just to see how they approach business in general. I'm rambling, but this is the VidBiz Podcast. And, I just want to talk about something that's kind of, I guess, always been, and I've probably talked about this already, and I'm probably going to repeat topics a little bit, but something that's kind of always at the forefront of my mind, and I think all of us, and especially if you're starting out in the business world, any realm, really, is imposter syndrome and overcoming fear when going into business type situations. I can think back over the past 10 years, and the only time that I don't feel like I've ever really had imposter syndrome is really meeting face to face with wedding clients. And I'm not really sure why that is. Maybe it's just a more personal, like we're just kind of getting to know each other, and those people trust me, and they're not kind of necessarily grilling me on what can you do for me type of thing. I think we all struggle with it, but just to kind of sum up, just in case you're unaware of what imposter syndrome is, you probably experienced it even if you don't know the term. It is how it sounds. You feel like an imposter. It robs us of so much. And it really is just a liar and this voice in the back of our head that tells us, why would anybody listen to you about that topic? I feel it all the time on this podcast, really. Why would anybody listen to this podcast? What credentials do you have? What authority do you have? But when that voice creeps in, I just think back, oh, you know what? I've been doing this for 10 years. I have succeeded and I've failed and I've made some stupid mistakes, and but I've also seen some really big wins, and I've made things happen. And I've learned along the way the right way to do things and the wrong way to do things. And I'm still learning, and every single day I will continue learning. And it's just, it's an evolution. And I feel like we tell ourselves, especially, you know, as entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, where we're really trying to go out and tell people, like, you need to hire me to do this service. You know, I'm experienced. I have, you know, credibility. I have a reel in my, in like the video case. I have a portfolio. I'm not just making this stuff up. But we go out and we feel like people aren't going to take us seriously because maybe we're just a one-man team, or maybe we've only been doing this a few years. We really tell ourselves that, you know, I'm an imposter. Like, people are going to see right through me. They're going to see I'm a phony. They're going to see that I don't really know what I'm talking about, even though I do. But they're going to poke some sort of hole into my my situation, and then I'm going to be exposed. And I think this mostly comes, especially when we're really kind of trying to go after those new clients. Maybe it's like a highbrow client, a really, maybe a big company, an important company. Every company is important, but maybe it's just a really like well-known established company within your community. And you, there's just a certain level of intimidation that comes along with being in those environments, especially us creative people. As you can see what I'm wearing right now, this is what I wear nearly every day. You know, a hoodie, a t-shirt, jeans, tennis shoes. In the summer months, I'm wearing like cutoff jeans, and you know, that's how I flow. That's my vibe. But then, you know, when you have to go into certain settings, certain meetings where you're meeting with, you know, you're meeting with CEOs and COOs and CMOs and CFOs and all the C's and O's, and you know, the dress code, you're going to be, you know, in slacks, or whatever, in a button up shirt. And I like those things. I like to dress nice and look nice. But there's like, you know, you kind of have to shift that mindset and kind of almost not really put on a facade, but like present yourself to these people so they can take you seriously. Because otherwise you think like if you showed up in jeans that they wouldn't take you seriously or whatever. And I've just learned that that is important. It is important to present yourself in a professional way if you're wanting to go after those types of clients, if you're wanting to meet them where they're at. You know, there's only a certain level of first impressions are everything. And I think especially if you're just kind of meeting people for the first time in sales meetings or whatnot, that, you know, presenting yourself. But we also kind of tell ourselves like, we have to speak a certain way. We have to be a certain way that is kind of inauthentic to ourselves. And I guess I just try to remind myself like in those situations that can be really scary, walking into with, you know, executives and stuff like that, into fancy boardrooms and stuff, professionalism is good, but to be yourself is even better, and to be honest and authentic, paired with maybe dressing a little differently than you typically would, goes a long way. But just being authentic and meeting everyone where they are, and really trying to connect on a personal level as much as you can in those meetings. And that imposter syndrome will quickly fade away and people will realize that you are a seasoned professional, that you know what you're talking about. And I heard something on another podcast recently because I used to be kind of a proponent of like the phrase fake it till you make it, but I don't think that's a good mantra to have. And I heard somebody else say, really just be open and honest. You know, if you go into a meeting that you, and you don't know if a question comes to you or like, hey, can you do this for us? Instead of saying, oh yeah, we can totally do that. And like, you're freaking out in your mind. I don't know how I'm going to do that. But I'll figure it out later after this meeting. Instead of doing that, saying, you know what? We've never actually done that before. I've never actually done that specific thing before, but you know, I have experience in all of these other things that are very similar. We can definitely find the right people to help do that, or we can definitely figure out how to help you accomplish that. And just being open and honest that I don't have all the answers. People don't want all the answers. They just want, they want you to be open, honest, authentic. And then you won't feel like such an imposter, because you're not saying like, oh, I know everything, or I'm the bee's knees, as the kids say, on this, or I'm the know-it-all on this specific topic. You might know a lot. You might be a professional. You might have an authority in that, but you might not know everything, because not everyone knows everything. No one knows everything. So, or how to do everything. So if you're just honest with those conversations, then that future, that relationship in the future will flourish, and you will continue to, you know, if people see honesty, like, okay, well, he admitted that maybe he didn't know exactly how to do that. And maybe we'll just have to go a different direction or whatever, but at least we didn't like waste time or whatever, you know, spinning our wheels, or like him trying to figure out, you know, how to do that when he didn't really know what he was doing. So, like I said, that's really been on my my mind and my heart lately. You know, just being yourself, being confident in the things that you know, being honest in the things that you don't know, and yeah, walking into big, scary executive meetings, it gets easier along the way. But I think, never get too comfortable and always be challenging yourself. And there's a dog in my building. So lately I've really been doubling down on really pursuing the clients and the companies that I want to work with, instead of just waiting for people to, you know, knock on my door. I work and live in a vast array of, I live in a small community, but there's so much opportunity for clients. There's so much industry and manufacturing here, and so many brands that are worldwide that are just right in my backyard. And instead of just like, oh, maybe I'll run into the marketing person for this place sometime, really just being intentional with pursuing relationships with those people and just connecting with those people. Let's talk about video. I see that you guys don't do a lot of video content. You're a big brand. Why aren't you doing video content? And just having those conversations, and kind of a segue, I guess, because, you know, in being in those big meetings and stuff like that, I want those things. And I know that I want to continue getting those types of meetings. I want to keep continuing to grow this business. Something that I've had to also learn recently is to let things go. And what I mean by that is I like to give my time a lot to a lot of different things. My church, my community, different community events, my kids' schools, all of these different types of things where I'm people. And when you have a special skill like photography or video, and not everyone knows how to do that, then people are always, you know, it's always number one, you can run into trouble because people are like, well, Mike knows how to do that. We should ask him. Number two, it's hard to say no because you know you do it like really well. And you know that if you don't do it, it won't get done as well. It's dangerous territory. And that is the story of my life. And you can ask my wife. And that wasn't supposed to rhyme. But seriously. So this has been a season of, okay, I want this business to grow. And I really want to see the potential. I've kind of always been like teetering on the edge of like, you know, in years past, like maybe running a business isn't, you know, what I should do or whatever. And while it's not always easy, it is always pretty fun. But it's not always like, oh, I love all of the logistical things and, you know, administrative things. It's not, but I guess in the past, since I guess the end of last year, the middle of last year, until now, I've really just been trying to focus. Like, I want to see the potential. If I give this everything, and, you know, can this be a seven-figure business? I think so. That takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of dedication, and it takes a lot of not getting distracted. And while I hate like the word grind and like, oh, you just got to put your nose down and you got to grind, that's what I won't do. But in order to give the dedication and the attention to the business it deserves, I have to start letting things go a little more than I have in regards to my contributions to extracurricular. And like I said, it's always hard because I know that I do really good stuff. I get asked a lot to take photos, at different events, because I'm a good photographer. And I know, like I said, that if I don't do it, somebody else is going to attempt to do it and it's not going to be as good. But that's not fair to those other people that maybe want the opportunity to do it, and they're not going to get any better if they don't practice and do things. And it's not fair to me because I'm just pouring out. I just keep giving. And so, I don't know if somebody needs to hear this, but that's kind of where I'm at. Because I want to be in these, I want these to be reoccurring. I want to constantly be meeting new prospective clients. I constantly want to be introducing new work, into our workflow. I want to be growing this business. My attention needs to be, you know, a lot like focused on the business, and more so on my family and, you know, spending time with them and not letting work get in the way of spending time with them. And so that's where I have to cut out the extras, because if I really want to be focused on the business, and I'm also dedicating evenings and weekends to all of these other things, then the family gets cut out. And so that's where I'm learning still. And, I think it's a constant journey of reevaluating. Okay, too dedicated here, giving too much here. Because also, as you know, when you're giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and you don't take a break, you get burnout, then you turn that burnout into like bitterness, and then you start like getting resentful of those situations. So that's what I don't want. I want to be able to give freely and willingly when I so choose, but really just getting better at saying no. And I feel like I've talked about that before, but that's like the most important word that I've learned. And man, I was getting really good at it for a while. But yeah, I just share this. So the business model that I carry is with Carrot Film Company. Our commercial and corporate brand is basically, our services fall into two silos, I guess. One is consultative. So brands and companies come to us and they say, we need video content, but we don't really know what we need. And if we do sort of have an idea of what we need, we don't know how to get there. Can you help us? Yes. So that's silo one. Silo two is agencies. So, you know, design agencies or, you know, creative agencies coming to us and saying, hey, we'll sell the job. We'll write the script. We'll storyboard it. We just need a production company to press record and possibly edit it. Will you do that? Yes, we will. So putting my business in, and I'm just kind of going off on a tangent. But this, it ties into saying no, because recently I've had calls come in. Hey, we're a company. We know what we want. And we want you to shoot it. Okay. But it's not an agency where they're kind of controlling and producing and directing. And it's not a brand coming saying, we need your help. It's just saying like, hey, show up with the camera and do what I want. And that's not a silo that Carrot Film Company has. And so that's not having that silo. Not like, if it doesn't fall into those two things, guess what? I say no. And that might sound crazy, especially to people that are just starting out, like take on as much work as you can, keep doing, you know, keep growing your portfolio. That's not what I need to be doing. I need to be focusing on these clients. And this is the big silo over here. This is silo A, where we are the consultants. People are relying on me and the team that I've gathered as far as directors and writers to come up with the best solution for video content. And maybe at the end of the day, they don't need video content at all. And we have to be willing to say, like, you know what? We think if you're going to spend these resources, you should probably spend them on a new website or, you know, whatever. That's rare. That's if ever happened, but I'm okay with saying that. But if they don't fall into those two silos, then I say no. Because it's not the best use of my resources and my time. And it's just also not how I want to operate. I want to be an integral part of your brand and your company's overall video process and how we're producing content and we're brainstorming content and we're executing it and we're putting it out there and distributing it. I want to be an intricate part. And I don't just want to like show up at the camera and do what you say. So I know this is long, but that's even how I've done it in the business itself, is cutting away the things that don't really line up with where I want to be business-wise. Yeah, some people might not understand that, but if you have referrals and recommendations, hey, I know a guy, he will do this type of stuff. That's what he does. And that's kind of how I differentiate, like, what we do. I call it, you know, Carrot a video agency. And then other people that are more freelance might consider themselves like a videographer, you know, and kind of, you know, they want to shoot everything and be like a one man band type of thing. And so having those referrals in my back pocket, when I say, hey, you know what, that's not something that we do. But I know a guy and a couple guys, here's their numbers, and you vet them and you can go from there, and they'll do great work. So anyways, this is running long. I guess to sum up, it's very kind of erratic. But it all makes sense because, you know, going after those ideal clients, those people that you really want to work with, you're not going to get there until you start learning how to say no to the things that don't really line up with. And when you're in those situations, you are an expert. You know what you're talking about. If you don't, if you find yourself in a meeting, a sales meeting or something, and you're like, oh, I'm way out of my league, I don't know. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with them. Or maybe just try to figure it out. I don't know what to tell you. But you're there for a reason. You know what you're talking about. You know what you're doing. If you don't, feel free to reach out to me. Maybe we can talk, and I can give you a few pointers. And yeah, you can feel free to email me at mike@carrotfilmco.com. That's pretty much all I have today. Yeah, like I said, you can visit vidbizpodcast.com, and that just redirects to a landing page. Check out show notes. What else? Check us out on social media, vidbizpodcast. And yeah, I really appreciate everyone listening. Whoever you are, feel free to reach out. Give a review on Apple. And yeah, wherever you are in the world, if it's Ohio, stay warm or cool. I don't know what to tell you because the temperature is constantly changing. But anyways, that's all I have today. And I guess I will talk at you next week. Peace. Switch it up.